Okay, I think we're in business. We are on Daf Tazayim now. Do we have Tazayim base?
Oh,
yeah. Tazayim base. Yeah, we're towards the top. Kichu Kodem Lizmano, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the top. 9 lines from the top of Tazayim base. Okay, yeah, it's an asterisk. Shichul Kodem Lizman, if you there Mekadesh the moon prior to its time, which according to Oath will tell us is they may tell us in a moment they made Rosh Chodesh on the 29th day of the month, which is of course makes a February, Jewish February, right, a 28 day month. Or Kichul Achrasmano, they made the new moon on the 32nd day, which would give us a 31 day Jewish month. Yochol Yeh Mekudesh is impossible. It's Mekudesh because, after all, we said Kiddush Chodesh works even if the Eidim are mistaken, or the Eidim mistakenly convince the Eidim to come to court, despite the fact that they shouldn't, right, and all that kind of stuff. So what about such a gross error? Yochol Yeh Mekudesh, could that be Mekudesh? Talmud Lomar know their limits. The Pasuk says, Osam. Osam Elohim Moadai, right? Elohim Mikrei Kodesh Shetekru Osam Moadam. No, yeah, something like that. Elohim Moadai. I don't remember the exact language of the pasuk. But in any event, Osam Elohim Moadai, if they fall on one of the proper dates, then the Moadai. Ano Elohim Moadai, Lifnei's motto, but they're not my Moad before the proper time, meaning Chavtes Yom, on the 29th day, Lachibura, or after the proper time, Lamed Beis Yom, 32 days. In other words, you have a little bit of leeway. The leeway the Torah gave you, right? One or two, either the 30th day is Rosh Chodesh, or the 31st day is Rosh Chodesh. But not the 29th and not the 32nd. That's all the leeway you get. Okay? So says the Gemara, by the way, it's bothering me, to be honest with you, is we all know that the calendar is made by Hillel HaShani, right? I don't know where that appears. I don't recall it being the Bavli. It is in the Bavli? But I would expect the... Are you sure?
I can't swear to
it. I want you to challenge you. But you would expect to see it in the Yerushalmi. Because the Hillel HaShani was... Whoever this Hillel HaShani was, he was an Amor in Eretz Yisrael. He was a Nasi in Eretz Yisrael. Yet I've never seen it mentioned. There was a Rabbi Hillel, who I assume this was Amora in question. But I don't recall seeing it mentioned in the Ushami so far. Well, it has been mentioned in Ushami so far. And we're about to leave today the sugyas of Rosh Hashanah, which have to do with the calendar, again, the sugyas of Rosh Hashanah, which have to do with Rosh Hashanah. So I question, actually, where this is that Hillel HaShani made the calendar. I'm sure it's somewhere, but I don't know where it comes from, right? We all just have learned this without ever... Do they really think it's in the Bavli? I don't think so. Maybe the Gaonim bring it down. Sounds like the other thing you would find maybe the Gaonim say. Because I don't think it's in the... I don't think so. Besides that, there was this whole machlokas in the 9th century between Reb Saadia Gaon and Ben Osher, if I recall the names correctly. Reb Saadia Gaon over the calendar. Because Ben Osher, the Rosh Hashiva in Tveria, said that he should have the right to set the calendar because he was in Eretz Yisrael, and the calendar must have been Eretz Yisrael. Reb Saadia Gaon said, I'm much smarter than you, therefore I have the right to set it, you don't. In fact, that was the case. In Bavel, there was the main repository of Jewish knowledge at the time. And if Hillel HaShani had set the calendar for all time by then, so I don't know what they were arguing about. So something strange is that, there's something, this Mesorah which we have, let me see if I can find it quickly here. The Mishnah is... It's this very strange... It's a funny Mesorah. I don't see a Yachin of Boaz here.
Yes.
Rabbi Tversky. Rabbi Tversky. Where does this come from, the thing that there was a Hillel HaShani you made up the calendar? Is it actually explicit anywhere? It's not in Shas, is it? No, I didn't think so. It's not in Yerushalmi either. Why couldn't be Yerushalmi? Hillel Sheni was an Amor in Eretz Yisrael. It was the last of the Nesim. Why? How could that be? I assume you after the Yerushalmi ended because of persecutions. Right. Right.
The Sil was about 150 years later after that.
So he wasn't. He was during the time of the Amoraim in Bavel, but not during the time of the Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael.
Time or someone on Rabbeinu Ravashi's later than Rabbeinu Ravashi's time, maybe the Rabbanan Sadori time, and Eretz Yisrael. He was there right before.
How do we know all this? How do you know all this?
I just listened to Rabbi Wein's series.
It's a primary source, but
I had known that also, that he was the last.
So it was far later, actually, even than the Bavli. It could be later.
It was after Rabbi Wein.
So I guess the only place, it must be in the Gaonim then, because we have no. Now I'm saying it must be that we know of this person from the Gaonim, because.
Could be in the Sefer Kabbalah, the Rival.
Okay, so there you have it. It's not anywhere in Shas by Yerushalmi or Bavli. There is a Sefer that the first Stroll has on the calendar, but I don't remember it being in there either. Anyway, it's a problem. I don't know where it comes from. Because the calendar must be set in Eretz Yisrael. You can't. There's a famous Rambam, Machlokas Rambam and Ramban. The Rambam, how Hillel Hasheni had the right to be Mekadesh Kodoshim for all time. So the Rambam says Itaka didn't. It's contingent on there always being a Jewish community in Eretz Yisrael. Were the Jewish community in Eretz Yisrael ever to cease to exist, then there would be no Kiddush HaKodesh anymore. Because it's in essence what Hillel Hasheni said is that he was Mekadesh Kodoshim on behalf of that community which always resides in Eretz Yisrael. They're still doing it nowadays, even though they're not actually doing it, even though maybe the publishing company is the one who's being Mekadesh Kodosh. I know they're out of business. But hypothetically, it's the Jewish community in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Rambam says. The Ramban says that you don't need a Jewish community in Eretz Yisrael. Well, you need, however, Hillel Hasheni himself was the one who was Mekadesh Kodoshim from his time for all time subsequently. He, in other words, took care of it at that time as Mekadesh all Chodashim, contingently, I guess, on the Beit for all time thereafter. The Minchas Chinuch, it's not his style. It's too much Mechkar business. I don't think he would bring it down.
And when we announced Mevarkim Rosh Chodesh, we announced the Molad, it's for Yerushalayim.
Well, yeah, and that's said, because that every month we just make it 29. 29 days, 12 halakim, 12 hours and 793 halakim later. But I also don't know nowadays, you know, who actually is setting the luach. I mean, it's a very interesting question.
New York kosher.
Yeah, the thing is that. Obviously, they all come out to be the same, but it's still every year as we are reckoned. The only one I know who does the reckoning is Arthur Speyer in the Jewish calendar book. Here, I see the Tiferes Yisrael goes through all the cheshbonos here, but he doesn't bring down the history of how it was made. Yeah, but that same sefer, yeah, but no,
the mathematics.
No discussion of historically. Anyway, so that will remain a mystery by us. How do we know that you can make a leap year for Goluyos, which are coming to Eretz Yisrael for Pesach and have not yet made it, so you give them an extra month to get there. Talmud Lomar B'nei Yisrael Mo'adai. It says that speak to me Israel Elam Moadai. I say it's a Moados, make the Moados Chasulas okay, so all Jews can make it, all Jews can make their Chisul for Pesach.
Yeah, but that's not why we make a leap.
That's the Yushami says that's a legitimate, one of the legitimate reasons. Yesterday we had weather related reasons.
Yes.
But now he's giving
seasonal,
a reason.
But now actually
for Aliyah Larego, right.
For what? Sorry.
Pilgrimage.
Oh, okay.
So the Jews get.
The Jews can get to Jerusalem in time.
But they have to have started traveling.
Okay.
There were long delays in the airports back then, too. They have to have reached the Euphrates already. In other words, they have to be on the way and just not be able to make it. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Rabbi Yimushim, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi said, "Ki tshuva charka nimtza edim zomim." If you were mekadesh the chodesh and then you found the edim to be zomim,
how many people are they talking about? They look at how impressive.
Obviously, there were thousands which came from Babel every year, even though they were mechuyev. The ones who could afford it probably left their houses and came.
Obviously, some people made it, some people didn't.
Right.
What's the cutoff?
I don't know, because it's not relevant to us. The Yerushalmi doesn't give us principles. I assume we're to be relevant, since we're by the time the Yerushalmi is not relevant, so therefore they're not going to discuss it. What's the point? Well, she bought it based on Mikdash, so then people will figure it out, right? So I assume that's why they didn't discuss it. Now, what if they regard Chodesh Chag and Imtzu Eidim Zomim Harezim Mekudosh? It's a valid Kiddush Kiddush because we said already that even if the Eidim are mistaken, they still make Kiddush Al Chodesh. Come Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda Pazi. So Rabbi Yossi got up to discuss Mary Yehuda Ben Pazi. Amalei, so he said, Ata Shamata Min Avuchot Amilsa. Did you hear from your father, Rabbi Pazi, I guess this matter? Amalei, Kein Omar Abishim Rabbi Yochan, yes. This is why I'm fasting in Rabbi Yochan. Eim Adakim Beis Chodesh, where it's not meticulous in cross-examining or validating Eidim. And that's why, in fact, the Mefarshim bring down from the Rambam that the Rambam says that by Kiddush HaKodesh, if Edom came, and now and you Merkash HaKodesh, and now new Edom came and want to make them Edom Zomim, we don't listen to them. Even though it's entirely possible that they're correct, but again, as we said previously, we're not concerned so much. We need Edom to activate Beis Din. Once we really, then we're following our Cheshbonus. So therefore, we're not concerned. Even their Edom Zomim, it doesn't bother us. We continue on our merry way.
Also, the concept of Edom Zomim. I mean, how would they be punished? There's no punishment that
flogging. Yeah, we always flog them. Okay. You come to my market show in the afternoon. No, that's what we're learning now. That's always flogging. Okay. So says Basin Shiros Ahorek, a Basin who saw a murderer. Now, this is telling you about not a murderer. There's a murderer who got away. Okay, he got away. So Beit Shiros sorry, Armu, they said, Imroi Mono Oso, Enonu Makirim Oso. If we see him, we can't recognize him because he got away. We saw him from a distance. We saw an act of murder, but we didn't get a closer view of the murderer. So in that case, Lo Yu Orphan. They wouldn't do an Egla Rufa, even though they don't know who the murderer is. In general principles, if you don't know who the murderer is, you do an Egla Rufa. Not in this case. Why? It says our eyes didn't see him. Mikomakom areoro. Sorry, the year they saw. Ubasin major typo. Shiro es a horig. Now there are others who say a change of gears to the complete motion of carbonate change of gears to ro es a harug. They saw the victim. But I'm not going to change the gears because the Ridbaz and the light in manuscript don't change the gears. So I'm just going to read it the way it is here. Ubeisin shero esahorek, they saw the murderer. So can they, do they have to have testimony? So it says more, yes. Is tani tani yamdu kulam. Some say they all have to, arise and give testimony elsewhere. Those who say only two of them get up and give testimony in front of their fellows. And there are those who say no, they cannot once they witness the crime, become dayanim. Rather, they must all testify in another court. Okay? Because obviously we won't find this chus. There are problems like they're not going to be able to find any merit to the fellow. So therefore, they cannot act as, they cannot split up some of them, be witnesses and some judges. They all have to go and become witnesses. Just like they argue here, by murder. So they argue by Eidus HaChodesh. What is it? Says more, V'yokum Chad. V'yosif Chad. V'yokum Chad. V'yosif Chad. Ask the Gemara, why do the two people have to get up and serve as witnesses? Let one get up and then say his testimony and sit down and become a member of the court again. V'yokum Chad. V'yosif Chad. And let another one get up and then become a member of the court again. In other words, each one should testify in turn, then return to his place in the court. No, she'ein a'ed na'aseh dayan. A witness cannot become a judge. This general principle. We pass by d'oraisa, a witness cannot become a judge. By the rabbanon issues, a witness can become a judge. Eid na'aseh dayan. Rabbanon were not machmir so much. But in the d'oraisa, an eid cannot become a dayan. You simply can't serve as a judge. Okay? However, now there seems to be a few words missing here. It really should say a dying can become an aid, but the reverse works like the found case. Rav Chuna ave yoda sadi l'chad bar nash. Rav Chuna no testimony about a certain individual. So this individual nevertheless had the brazenness to come in front of Rav Chuna as a judge, and he denied that which Rav Chuna knew was to, for certainty to be true. Rav Shlomo Yitzchak said to the litigant, "Begin that yada the Rav Chuna b'Barnasha a rabba." Despite the fact that you know that Rav Chuna bar Nosha the Great knows testimony against you, Arkafer Bey, you're brazenly denying that point in front of him. Ma'ilu Yezov Yisra Lakume Basin Khan. Suppose he goes and testifies against you in another court. Now, right now he's sitting in judgment, but he might become a witness against you. So Rav Chuna said, "Vardin Ken, can I do that?" Meaning, once I sat in judgment as a dying, can I revert to being an aid? Can I, so to speak, go down a notch? Amalei, so Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak said, "In, yes, you can." In that case, for sure, Rav Chuna garmei min ahudina, Rav Chuna released himself from sitting in judgment on that case. Va'azu va'asid oloi, and he went to testify. This individual kumei based in the court in front of another court. So you see, although an aid cannot become a dying, you can't upgrade. A dying can become an aid, you can't downgrade. Okay? Says more, Kora Arar, Kora Arar, Achasimas Yedeo Edim. Achasimas Yedeo Dayonim. What if somebody had, was complaining about a document which was presented against him? And he said that the witnesses are forged, or the Dayonim who signed a certification of the Shtar, right? The Edim signed as witnesses. The Dayonim sign as certifying the Shtar to be true. Board. So guy complains against the Dayonim. Rabbi Bob Hashem Rabbi Yehuda said, "What's the kind? You have either option. Like it's what's the kind? Ksav Yada Edim, because Ksav Yada Edim Mekayim. You want to sustain the signatures of the witnesses by bringing comparable documents which are known to be good and which they sign. You're allowed to. That Ksav Yada Dayonim. You want to sustain the signatures of the judges." In order to sustain the certifications document, Mekayin, that works as well. Vani Omer, and he says, very big Kiddush, Afilu Be'ed Echod, Afilu B'dayin Echod, Mekuyim. In other words, you don't need Mekayin, both witnesses, or all three judges. If you Mekayin one aid and one Dayin, that's as if you have two Aidim, and that works, okay? Because then the Dayin becomes an aid, the same thing we said. The Dayin now becomes an aid on the document, okay? Came back to Chiddush Shachorish. In the days of Rabbi Avo, Asun Boy Meimar Goalenu, the Shluchim who came from Eretz Yisrael, the emissaries, were supposed to say, now according to the way the Kormenator means is they were supposed to say a code word Goalenu. And instead, they muffed it up, Armin Gula Seinu. So Bekiblun, he accepted them because that was close enough. Right, and not exactly close enough, so they made a mistake. The Moshe said he wanted, Moshe's interpretation I don't think is as accurate, but it's an interesting one. He says he wanted to make the Dayanim take a shvua, the Shluchim make a shvua. you know, mention the name of God in context of testimony, but he didn't want to make the thing an explicit shvuah, so he said that, say Goleinu Hashem Tzvako Shemo, which is, you know, saying Hashem's name and invoking God's name in vain would be a severe thing for them. That was to ensure that they were saying the right thing. So they said, instead of Goleinu Hashem Tzvako Shemo, they said, Go Gula Seinu. So that was close enough, he accepted it.
Weren't they supposed to say David Melech Yisrael?
That's what the Bavli brings down. That was a simon, David Melech Yisrael, Chai V'Kayim, when the Romans were oppressing, but the Ushamites are bringing that down. Sezmar, the Kiblum, they were accepted. B'yomid Rabbi Brechi, Shtatkun, Tezer Brechi, Shluchim came, and they became silent. They became mute. So Amar Lunz, he said to them, Shmaitin da tikta shiachad ajir, that this month is Mekudosh. Vakin and Roshan, they nodded their heads and Kiblun, and they accept them. That was sufficient. Okay, new topic. Kol ha-shoifus k'sherim all shofaros are k'sherim for Rosh Hashanah. Chutz mishal pora, except for the shofar made out of a cow. Mimneishu k'sherim, because it's not a shofar, it's a horn. All shofars are called horns. It will come to pass when you hear the blowing of the keren, of the horn, of the yovel. The yovel is of a deer. When you hear it, as it continues the puzzle to say, when you hear the voice of the shofar. So we see a shofar is called the keren. So what's wrong with the keren of a parah? So the one to say it first, Rabbi Yossi doesn't argue in practice, he just argues in etymology, what the word Karen means. So it says it's not true. Ashkach is tiny. They found the Bryce, it says Rabbi Yossi machshe b'shal parah v'chachoyim poslim. There's an explicit machlokas. Rabbi Yossi said you're actually Yotzi with a shofar of a cow. V'chachoyim say you net. Don't. My tad Rabbi Yossi, what's the logic, Rabbi Yossi? V'yem m'shoch b'karen ayoyevil. It says when you blow the Karen Ayoyvel, and that means that all shofars are called Karen, so a cow's horn, which is called a Karen, is also good. My Tav Rabbanon, what's large Rabbanon? Vatitav Lashem Yishorpor, it says it'll be better for God from the first ox ever created, the ox which was a bull, Makrin Mafris, which was Makrin, it was radiant, Mafris, and which had parsos, meaning it had split, it had hooves, and the way it's written is without the yud makrin ksib. So we see the horn of a cow is called a keren, not a shofar. Ay, Rabbanan, call shofar siku keren v'niku shofar. Rabbanan, what do you call shofar siku keren? What do they do with that? Which Rabbi Yossi said all shofars called Karen. Says they're all called Karen, but Nikru shofar and also called shofar. Chutzi shaparish Nikru Karen, but lo Nikru shofar. You're right. All shofars are called Karen, but they're also called shofar. But the Karen of a poor is never called a shofar, and that's why the Karen of a poor is no good. Esivun, I just asked, Aresha Yoel, Arein, Okari, lo Karen, lo shofar. What about is that what it is? An ibex? What about the ibex horn? Which is a valid shofar. It's not called Karen nor shofar. So, Mike Dun, what do you say about that? Right, that we know we can use the ibex horn. So, Zmut, okay, he done Rabbi Levi. It's like Rabbi Levi said, Shani Yisha Ein Kategor Nasa Sanego. The truth is, we would allow a Karen para. Maybe. Now we have a svara that a prosecutor should not become. Prosecuting attorney should not become a defense attorney, right? Because we know that the part of the ego was the ego azov, right? So therefore, since we have that svara, coupled with the fact that a Karen part is never explicitly called a shofar, so we reject it. We're a Karen part called explicitly shofar, so that would override our problem of Enka Tegor Nasan Egor, that the prosecutor cannot become a defense attorney. But since it never calls explicitly a shofar, so therefore we remain with that problem of not using that which prosecuted us as a defense. Now, by a Karen Yoel, it's true, it never says by the Ibex horn that it's a shofar, but it doesn't have the problem of Kategor Nasan Egor, so therefore we default down to the assumption that it is valid.
The Gemara doesn't mention the ram's horn being the symbol of Kedis Yitzchak?
It might, but not yet. Not in what we're going to see tonight. Who knows what tomorrow night will shall have in store for us?
I think the Bavli mentions.
Yes, the shadow, right?
The Bavli mentions that.
What?
Does the Bavli mention?
I think
that?
The Bavli does mention Kedas Yitzchak. Yes. Shavu Rosh Hashanah Shiyah Parsha. The Shavu Rosh Hashanah should be from an ibex and it should be straight. Upiv Mitzupezav, and its mouth may be covered with gold. Ushtei Chatzotzes Min Hatzdarim, and when they blew in the Beis Hamikdash, they would blow it with two trumpets on either side of the shofar. Shofar Melech, the shofar would be an extended sound. The Chatzotzes Mekatzos, and the trumpets would be an abbreviated sound. Shemitzah Yom Shofar, because the mitzvah days actually use a shofar. Rabbi Yerem said, why would they use a straight shofar? Could they shift to Libam B'tshuva in order to straighten their hearts out with tshuva? It was symbolic. If they cover the shofar from the inside with gold, it's possible because then you hear the sound of gold, not the sound of a shofar. If it's the outside kosher. What if you made a mouthpiece of gold, or a color of it, or it had a thicker tone, because you covered it with so much gold it actually changed the substance and the vibration of the shofar? So then, possible, that is possible. Now, getting back to our Mishnah. Interesting thing, our Mishnah tells us. Our Mishnah says that if you have the chatzotzos below simultaneously with the shofar, the reason you have the shofar is because the shofar's sound extended beyond the sound of the chatzotzos; it lasted longer. So it says more based on Rabbi Adam Rab Shuta Shoshama Mikzasa Min Amisasek. If you heard part of it, Kiyah, for somebody who was not blowing the same Kiyah shofar, but only for practice, only then lo yotze, only then did he not yotze, because he was a misatze, he wasn't doing the shem mitzvah. But if you heard part of a blast, let's say there was a blast of shem mitzvah and you only heard part of it, so yotze, because that's what it says in our Mishnah, because the first part of the blast was drowned out by the chatzotzos, but since the last part of the blast was heard clearly, so yotze with that.
Now, who's blowing chatzotzos on Rosh Hashanah?
The Levim, I assume.
Did that?
It was the Kohanim blowing the chatzotzos? Maybe right. Maybe chatzotzos or not. I think you're right. Chatzotzos were the Kohanim. I think you're right. I take it back. Kohanim.
Vaheda Amra, what teaches us this? Talk about Rishona. Let's say you blew a tkiah, umashach b'shniach shtayim, and then you extended it for a second one, as if it was two. Ein v'yadar al achas. You only get one, right? But you do get one, right? So we see that one is considered, and that means even though only half of the sound technically was okay, because you tried to make two sounds out of it, but that half a sound is sufficient. Rabbi Yehuda Razmin and B'Shem Rabbi Zir said, "Afil achas ein biyado." Sometimes you don't even get one. Why? But let's say, for example, you wanted to do the last tkiah in the first line of Tashrat and the first tkiah in the second line together. You're not yotze either, according to Rabbi Avraham. You know, I don't think we paskin him. I think we paskin you are. They can divide into, but he holds you can't divide it into. Why is that? Lama rosha gabi sofa mitzdarif. The first one is rendered unfit. The first part of the blow is rendered unfit by the last part of the because the first part of it was supposed to be the end of the first row, but you mixed in that sound with the beginning of the second row, right? The sofa gabi rosha mitzdarif, and vice versa. The first blow of the second row, right, was rendered unfit because it was joined together with the first row. Basically, there's no interruption between the rows, right? And you have the interruption between tkiyah shvarin tshuva tkiyah and the next tkiyah shvarin tshuva. Row, I should mean sentence, line, whatever you want to call it. So lo rosh is lo sof is lo rosh. So the end does not have a beginning, and the beginning does not have an end. So you're not yotze either one. Okay, but I believe we passing our yotze at least one, maybe even two. I think the weeks passing extended tkiyah can be divided into, not like him.
So it would actually be like a tkiyah the gadol. It's just one long tkiyah, but...
Well, right, but that for sure is only intended to be yotze one of the tkiyahs, right? But the question was the yotze both tkiyahs, and see, I think you are, if I remember correctly.
Well, the tanios, on a tiny shoschaim, you would blow with a ram's horn. Kifufin, and it would be bent, like ours. Pima tzupa kesem would be covered with silver. And this time,
you would have the shofar on one end, or two shofaros on the ends, and two chatzotzes in the middle. Shofar mekatzer, the shofar would be abbreviated. Chatzotzes marichus, and the chatzotzes would be extended. Shemitzah yom chatzotzes, because the mitzvah day was to blow the chatzotzes. Om Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, why was the dad of a tainis bent? Kadesh yokufas libam betfil, in order that they should subjugate their heart, you know. Subordinate their heart, I guess, in davening. Kumi Rabbi Shimon Levi, Yeshua ben Levi, in front of Rabbi Shimon Levi, talking with Tanis, so he used to blow shofar on the Tanis, even when there was no Beis HaMikdash, which seems superfluous because it says the mitzvah of the day is Chatzotzos, right? And we own Chatzotzos only in the Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Yosef boy, Yiskun Kumi Chatzotzos. Why didn't they blow also the chatzaitis in front of him once he's blowing a tainis? He didn't hear the tainis that which you learn chatzaitis by mikdash and chatzaitis by gvulim. The only chatzaitis in the base of mikdash and no chatzaitis beyond the base of mikdash. Now, vispalu fun of Esrim Barba. The word vispalu sounds like a question, but it's really a statement. It's like vispalu. They died for him, Yishub and Levi, 24 brachot Shemon Esrei. As you know, in a tainis, you add. We had just an Anu, but a true Tainis Sibur, you add six additional brachos. Okay? So he did on a Tainis 24 brachos. Kiada, similarly, Rabbi Yechon Mispal B'Tishba of Esrim Barba. Rabbi Yechon is down on Tishba 24. However, Mafkilu Tamide, after he did it, he had second thoughts, and he told the students, Lo Tefle Minei Hadi Novda, don't learn this from me. The Tzrichole, because I have a question. Avelu or Tainis Tiburu? What is Tisha B'Av? Is Tisha B'Av so severe because it is Avelus, or so severe because it's Tainis Tibur? If it's a Tainis Tibur, so then you should daven 24 brachos in Shemon Esrei, because that's the nature of Tainis Tibur. But just because of Avelus, then it has nothing to do with the regular Tainis Tibur, and you shouldn't have brachos in Shemon Esrei. Rabbi Yosef B'Shem Rishon Ben Levi said, ain't a Tainis Tibur. Tisha B'Av, Avel.
What kind of communal notion do we have of
Ava? Only Tisha
B'Av. We don't wear leather. We sit.
I understand. But I'm just trying to understand.
It's not Inui Nefesh. It looks the same like Inui Nefesh, but it's not.
No, we're just trying to understand.
A Tainis Tzibur, you're supposed to afflict yourself.
What's that?
Tainis Tzibur, afflicting yourself because of tshuva. Tisha B'Av, afflicting yourself because of Avel. Inu Nefesh, affliction. Tisha B'Av, afflicting because of Avel. The Nafkamino would be in the Tfilos. Because the Tfilos are in order to do tshuva, so then you're going to have additional supplication. If you're just being Misabel, so what's the point of additional supplication? On the contrary, Sosan Tfilosi, it says by Tisha B'Av, right? Hashem's not listening to our Tfilos. The words of Rabbi Yochanan tell us that it is a Tainis Tzibur, because it says Rabbi Yochanan used to daven the Ilah on Tisha B'Av. It says he used the Yochanan Mispal Arba, right? Four Tfilos, additional Tfilah of the Ilah, which we don't do. So it sounds like that makes it Tainis Tzibur, so he should also say 24 brachos. Now, Lo Amar El Arba. He said to daven the Ilah, Chav Da'alo, but not 24 brachos. Which makes sense, just according to what I heard from Rabbi Yosher Ber, is that the afternoon of Tisha B'Av, it already becomes a Tainis Tzibur. And that's why by the afternoon, you read Vayichal. In the morning, we read Asofas Yifei, not Asofas Yiftora, or even Oshantem Baretz, the Toch from Vazinu, which is all about the destruction. And it's in the morning, it's like a Meso Muta Lefonov, they're not Velus. But in the afternoon already, they're elements of a Tainis Tzibur. So Ni'ilah is an element of a Tainis Tzibur, which comes in the afternoon, right? So that you would daven on Tisha B'Av, even though you don't have the element, even though you don't have the 24 brachos, because where you had the 24 brachos, you would add them in all of the Shemon Esreis on Tisha B'Av, and that you cannot do because the first two Shemon Esreis of Marv and of Shachris are not of Tainis Tzibur, but are of Avelus. Okay? Is there a question? Someone answer?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not sure what my question is, but whatever it is, it's
okay. Shava Yovel Rosh Hashanah.
The Yovel is like Rosh Hashanah, with Kia Ula Brachos, in terms of Tkia Shofar, in terms of Brachos. They used to do the same Tkia, and they used to do the same Brachos in Shemon Esrei Musaf, the long Shemon Esrei. Rabbi Romer, Rosh Hashanah, Tokim, Shel Schorim, Be Yovel, Shel Yehelim. Rabbi says, Rosh Hashanah used to use a different shofar. Rosh Hashanah used to use ram's horns, and Yovel used to use ibex horns, and the Gemara is going to explain why. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Elu Malchios, that's Malchios. Zichron Trua, Elu Shazichronos, right, commemoration. Shofar Trua, Elu Shofros. Akdum Rosh Hashanah teaches Rosh Hashanah you have to have Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, and Shemon Esrei. Yovel, I would know by Yovel the same thing. Va'avayt Shofar Trua, B'chonesh Hashvi, Be'asol HaChodesh, Be'am Kippurim. Says, make a shofar on the seventh day. The seventh month, sorry. On that day of the month. And Yom Kippur. It doesn't have to say the seventh month. Why does it tell us that? We already know from the context we're talking about this seventh month. Why does it say seventh month? Everything you do in Rosh Hashanah, which is in the seventh month, do on the tenth of the month when it's a Yovel. Just like Rosh Hashanah, you have Malchus Yichros and Shofros, so too, I've got Malchus Yichros and Shofros, so too, Yom Kippur, the same thing. Before you do a true, you do a tkiya. It says just true, I know tkiya. So, tamloma vavarto shofar. And vavarto means something which passes. Passes means smoothly. So, this we know vavarto, first do a tkiya, which is smooth, and then shofar trua. So, this we know you do a tkiya before the trua. I do the new tkiya afterwards. Tamlomer taviru shofar. Says taviru shofar and taviru again is smooth. That's after the trua. So you have tkiya, trua, tkiya, and yovel. These psukim are yovel. Akdum yovel. That you know yovel. Rosh Hashanah, I know the plans for Shana. Again, the same possible. Avatar shofar, trua, sol chosh, bioma kippurim, shein tamlomer yovel, choshvi. Why does it say the seventh month? Matamor choshvi, el shat oisa, mashat oisa, choshvi, kibo sol chodesh. Everything you do in the seventh month in Rosh Hashanah should be on Yom, like Yom Kippur. Makat okay, meiri of tokay, just like a Yom Kippur, you do true tkiya, true tkiya. Afkan so to Rosh Hashanah, tokay, meiri tkiya, true tkiya. I know you have to do three orders, right? Tashrat, Tashrat, Tashrat. Yushami doesn't bring it down, but also Tashat, 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 Tarat, Tarat, Tarat. I know they have to have three lines of each. Tamalomer, Yom Trua, Zichron Trua, Shofar Trua. Right? Says Yom Trua, Zichron Trua. Now, I don't know if I just said it was right. I might have just lied. I just realized that now. Maybe it means that you have to blow shofar on Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros in each one three times. Or it's Tkiya or Trua Tkiya on each of those. I'm not sure whether what I said is correct. They have to Tashrat, Tashrat, Tashrat is what the Yerushalmi is referring to. Or it's referring to they have to do Tashrat for at one time. They have to do Tashrat for Malchus, Tashrat for Zichronos, and Tashrat for Shofros. I'm not sure which one the Yerushalmi means. But hey, man, we learn from the fact that it says Yom Trua, Zichron Trua, Shofar Trua, Trua three times. Akduk Rabbi, that works like Rabbi Akiva, who dashes any extra lashon. But Rabbi Shmuel, what about Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel doesn't dash an extra lashon, as he says, Dibra Tak Lashon B'nei Otam. So it could be that you'll say that Vavarta shofar trua, right? When it says vavarta, that maybe that's just the way people speak. How you know it tells us the tkiya before and the tkiya afterwards. So it says the Gemara, Tani Rabbi Shmuel, utkatem trua shenis trua yisku l'maaseim. So it says there utkatem and then trua, and then it says utkatem trua shenis, make another one, and then trua yisku l'maaseim, and then it says trua yisku means the tkiya afterwards. So the bottom line is that he learns that from the words there, trua tkiya, trua tkiya. Ain't they my tkiya true? Maybe you say tkiya is a true. No, Voxiv it says, Uvakila Sam Tiku Titku Vlo Tori. If you want to blow trumpets to bring the nation together, you do drus tkiya, not true. So we see tkiya and true are not the same. Yoivali. Now, the question is, what makes Yoivali?
we of course no longer have Yovel. All by Shay didn't have Yovel. But what makes Yovel? So Yoveli, at least in have Yovel Doraisa. Yoveli, Avo Bishlo Yishmita Yishno, it's Yovel, even if he didn't do Hashmotas Ksafim. Or, not Hashmotas Ksafim. Shmitas Karkos. This is not, even though Yovel is a Shemitah, you know, and now to plant, what he means is even though you didn't return the lands, because every Yovel is supposed to return the lands to their original owners, right? The ones who had them when they entered the land of Israel. So even if you didn't do that, I'll be Shlo Shemitah, I will be Shlo Tokob Shofar, it's still Yovel. Or the Shemitah aspect, you have a Kuxin, the other Shemitah aspect, then now let's work the lands. But what makes it Yovel? At least you have to send away your slaves. No, Yovel, it's Yovel, Abi Shlosh Shemitah, even if they didn't give back the lands, Abi Shlosh Shilchavarim, even if they didn't give back the slave, send the release of slaves. Or Yoch Abi Shlosh Tokum Shofar, if it's a Yovel, even in Blow Shofar, Tamulomer again, it should be he. No, you need one of the Germans, and he said, Skia Shofar. Rabbi Yeshua said, I'll prove this to you logically that shofar, which is necessary, since what pasuk says need the shofar to make a yovel, the cost of echad toilah osolian shlichim v'avayel says you need send away a boy to make yovel. Yovel shelo b'shulach avodim. Why do I say it can be yovel? Even don't send away slaves, as long as you blow the shofar. Shef shel yovel blow shlichach avodim. You can make yovel without sending away your avodim. You can't make Yovel without the Kiyah Shofar. It's a very strange line. Why not? So the Mashbiach gives a beautiful interpretation. He says, what does the word Yovel mean? Really, what does it mean? That's the English translation. A Yovel means a Shofar. Yovel means shofar, yes.
We
had. No, we had it wrong before.
For Yovel
Mishoch be Karen HaYovel. The Halach base. Karen HaYovel means a shofar, right? The carbon A there brings down. A yovel is a term for a ram. It's a synonym for a synonym for a ram. So therefore, the word yovel, yes, means jubilee, but it comes from the word. I know, but it comes from the word ram. So from this, you see, you have to blow a ram's horn in order to make it a yovel. So that's why you say it's an impediment. Okay. Another interpretation, another reason why shofar should be what's necessary. Tkiya shofar, tkiya tkiya be basin. Who blows basin shofar on Yovel? Basin blows shofar. Shluch avoni toli b'chol adam. Shluch avoni, every person that sends away the slaves, you can't make a decision sending away the slaves, because that's not up to, you know, nobody can police that. I mean, you can try, but that's up to individuals. But tkiya shofar, that basin can do that. That basin can be responsible for. This is an amazing statement, Rabbi Sai. It should wake you up. Where is this pasuk Shmos Vav? That means it's in the first. It's Parshas Shmos or Parshas Vayera. What it means that the Jews had Jewish slaves in Egypt. Hashem told the Jews in Egypt, send out your Jewish slaves. So this is something which has nothing to do with the basin. Jews are told, don't keep Jewish slaves. See that? Again, the Rishon Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Mati on Parshat Luach Avodim." But as the Kohen, Kehidam Rabbi Hillel, Tzatz Rabbi Hillel said, "Lo Nachri Sol El A Parshat Luach Avodim." The Jews are punished for not sending away their Jewish slaves. Although it says, "Miket Sheva Shalim Tishluchu Ishes Achi VaIvri." It says, at the end of 7 years, each person should send away his Jewish slave, get rid of them. Time shame Rav Nechemia, so we know that when it says in Parshas The way, if you look at carbon eta in the medium lines, in the third line, it says the medium lines. Kamar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Anochi Ashkarati Brisim Avaseich Biyom Otzios Ameretz Mitzrayim Beis Avodim Lemor Miket Shev, to tell them when they left Egypt, Miket Shev Hashem Tishchu Ishes Achiv Ivri. When they left Mitzrayim, Hashem told them, send out your Jewish slaves. Every 7 years, send them out. So this language is a coming of Bnei Yisrael from the get-go. And then we say, that's how we know that in Shmos, it says, Fa'atzvayim Bnei Yisrael, Fa'atzvayim Bnei Yisrael, that that's story about Shuluch Havani, because of this pasuk in Yirmiyah. So there on that tiny B'Shem Rav Nechemi, Ha'atzvayim Bnei Yisrael, Torah is like the merchant marine. Mimera Tovi Lach, which brings bread from a distance. Divetar Niim B'Malkum Koyim, and Divetar Sota is poor in their place. In other words, we don't know. It doesn't say explicitly in Shmos, what Hashem commanded them. But they're rich and elsewhere, meaning if we go to Yirmiyah, we see that that command which Hashem gave them is Zav Shuluch Avodim. Rabbi Yochanan said, Zudivrei Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi argue, what's the essential command of Yehuda? Freeing the slaves or blowing shofar? Aber Divrei Chachamim said, Kiddush based on Kiyah Shofar Vahashmi Ksofim. You need all three in order to make Yehuda. Basin has to consecrate it, and you need to have Kiyah Shofar, and you have to cancel all debts. Just like Shemitah cancels debts. Says Marnicha Kiddush based on Kiyah Shofar. I understand based on consecrated, and you need to blow the shofar. But Hashmi Ksofim, Shemitah Ksofim. When do you do Shemitah Ksofim in Shemitah? When do you do Shemitah Ksofim? When all debts become null and void unless you write a principle?
The
end of Shemitah. So the Yerushalmi is asking, how can you make Yehuda Ketisha Hashmatas Ksofim? Hashmatas Ksofim is only going to be at the very end of the year. How can you make the beginning of the year contingent on that? So Yerushalmi gives a very interesting answer. Rabbi Zir says, Rabbi Zir learned that from Daniel. Vayomer Eli Hashem says to Daniel, Al tiro Daniel, do not be afraid. Kimina yom arishon asher nasato libcha. From the first day that you attended Lohavin to understand Lisanos and to fast Livnei Lokecha before you got Nishmu Dvarecha. Your words were heard. Cry Nishmu Dvarecha. We already heard you from the time you intended to do it. So in order for you able to devolve, they have basin has to intend, or I'm supposed to intend, from the beginning of the year to cancel all debts. Even though they're only going to actually do it at the end of the year, intent here is crucial. Amazing concept.
Another example of learning something from Ksufim.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Rabbi Yochanan said, time is Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Yehuda said, every year for Rosh Hashanah you blow a ram's horn. And you have blown ibex horn. Why that? The prevalent horns you blew used in the prevalent kiyah shofar. That's sheino motzei, sheino motzei, right? And the ibex horn, which is a rarity, that you do on the in rarity, which is yovel. Lamai said the sfarim shofar, sfarim shofar, those ibex horns, you know, the long round ones, because they're not ram's horns. They might be ibex horns. Okay? You knew that a yaw was an ibex. You should know that whether that was its horn.
I think that an ibex horn is straight.
That's what this says, true.
Yeah, it said they're straight. Those are actually curved. That's true. So I wonder what that is. It must be some other type of mountain goats. You're right. It said ibex horns are straight.
They look like...
Straight up.
Antelope.
Now, during Yovel, there was Shemitah. Shemitah was observed on Yovel on the 50th.
Yeah, it was like 49 and
so
50 straight.
And 50th.
Straight.
Right. Then there's a machlokus, isn't there, as to when Shemitah cycle starts again? Was year one?
Yeah, we passed that Yovel is year one.
Yeah.
It's not extra calendarical. Right. It's year one as well. That's where we passed. This is Rama. Okay, shofar shenis takvish divko. A shofar which split and you glued it back together again, puzzle. Dibek shive shofars, what if you made, assemble a shofar from many different shofar particles, right? All the ones which broke on your workshop floor. That's also puzzle. Nike visosmo, if it got a hole and you stopped it up. Now, it's clear from the Gemara in the Yerushalmi, the neck of which we'll see, that the Yerushalmi just had now the word kosher. If you had a hole and you plug it up, it's kosher.
Yerushalmi didn't have the next seven words in the Mishnah, because Yerushalmi introduces them into the Mishnah. But we'll read it. Im ikeves hatkiyah posel, if the hole was one which changed the nature of the tkiyah, even though you plugged it up, it's posel. But if not, it's kosher. But again, the way the Yerushalmi had the Mishnah prior to its emendation, the Mishnah just said in the Mishnah, Nikkei v'sasmo, whenever you plug up the hole, it's kosher. Okay, no matter how large a hole. So it says the Yerushalmi, l'min yitzrucha. That which it says in the Mishnah, that if you split the shofar and you glued it back together again, it's posel, isn't that poshet? So who are you telling me, why are you telling me this? Rabbi Nuss, according to Rabbi Nuss, so it's plugging holes works, that's not if it cracks. D-Bake, Shivre, shofar's posel, that says that if you glue the shofar together, it's posel. Oh, either Rabbi Nuss, that's also according to Rabbi Nuss, who says if you plug a hole and then it's kosher. So we're saying that's only if you plug a hole, not if you reassemble shofar from broken pieces. Nikkei v'sasmo, if it had a hole and you plugged it up, Rabbi Chibashem, Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Nossani, that's Rabbi Nossan. And where is this elusive Rabbi Nossan? The time we learned, Nikkei v'sasmo, if you got a hole and you plug it up, Ben Mino Ben Shelo Ben Mino, if you plugged it up, whether with its type, meaning other shofar material, or with some other material, if the hole was such, it would have changed the nature of the sound, possible, it's impossible, and if not, it's kosher. Rabbi Nossan, Omer, Rabbi Nossan says, finally we find Rabbi Nossan, Bimino kosher, no matter how large the hole and how much it changed the sound, if it's the same min as the shofar itself, then the plug is kosher. But Shalom, you know, if it's a different plug, possible. Rabbi Chiyah B'Shem Re'ilchan said, Kini Mas Nisan. Here, the Yerushalmi adds those words into the Mishnah. Really, when the Mishnah says, Nikkei V'Sosmo, kosher, it's not like Rabbi Nelson, it's even like Rabbanan. You have to add in the following words to make it really like Rabbanan. The one means to remand the Mishnah. Imei Amakiv is that Tkiyah Apostle, if it would have changed the nature of the sound of Tkiyah, it would be Apostle. If not, it's kosher. Rabbi Abba Bar Zvino Shem Rabbi Zira said, Fushasosmo. Now, ironically enough, the only time this psul is if you close it up. Because if you close it up and try to fix it, then that's no good. If it was a sound which is different, if when it was open it had a different sound than originally had, right, and you left it open, that's okay, because it's like a new shofar. But if it was when it was open and had a different sound, and then you plugged it, so you're trying to restore it to its original shofar, it's nishtahin nishtaher, right? It's not the new shofar, it's not the old shofar, right? So says the Gemara, but were you to leave it open, it's the kosher, should call Kol's chamber shofar. Whatever funny sound you get out of a shofar, it's kosher, right? Now that means as long as the way you're passing, as long as you have the right length, which is that, it doesn't matter how many holes you have further down the line, right, in the rest of the shofar, right?
The fact that the sound is now coming not only out of the end of
main
the
hole doesn't make a difference, right? You can have multiple holes. You can play like a flute.
Yeah,
something
like that.
Rabbi Yaakov Rachamar Amar Abba Bar Bo Shol Rabbi. Yes, Rabbi Shofar Kedoch Ma. What happens if ever seen the Lubavitch shofar making factories? No. Oh, they have a traveling road show.
Highland Park. Yeah.
That's right.
Rabbi Shanowitz. Right. So what they do is they heat up the horns and then they pull out the inside,
right,
which is called the zachrus of the horn,
right,
the cartilage
marrow
on the inside.
Yeah.
What happens if you didn't pull out the marrow? You just drilled a hole in the marrow. Yeah. Okay, so that you know, can blow it. So it says, well, it's good. Armalei, because that taikin beinetav. There's a place called Einetav where they used to use such a shofar to blow, and that is good, and it's good for us to stop for tonight.